Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
How are you doing this week?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good. This week we are talking about a very important topic. Our listeners may think it's important to women, which it is, but it's much more important to us men who have to live with women who are going through menopause. The topic is hot flashes, and the treatment for hot flashes has obviously changed substantially over the past decade or so. We have had a series of treatments, most of them related to hormone replacement therapy, several studies suggesting that the adverse effects outweigh any types of benefits. So as we look to this new treatment that Mark, you're about to share with us, I think it's important that we sort of come up with a framework where we pay particular attention to what our main outcome is, and obviously with hot flashes, that has to do with quality of life, something that is quite subjective. There's no lab test for it, and we're balancing that with adverse effects. The benefits we're looking for mostly are in the area of vasomotor effects, some GU, and certainly psychological, cognitive, and at least in people that are near and dear to me, sleep problems. The harms, again, mostly have to do with cancer, endometrial cancer, breast cancer, colorectal cancer, and fractures. So this week, the authors of the study asked the question, is very low-dose menopausal hormonal therapy effective for relief of hot flashes? This is a study that was published in the journal Obstetrics and Gynecology. Mark, what did the authors find?
Well, this was a randomized controlled trial that addressed the question of just how low can you go with the estrogen dose and still be effective. The researchers compared very low-dose transdermal hormone therapy with a somewhat higher-dose combination hormone therapy, also transdermal, and with a placebo patch. And they studied this in 425 healthy postmenopausal women over a period of about 12 weeks. Now, all of these women had at least 7 moderate to severe hot flashes per day or 50 per week. So these were very symptomatic women and would be in the top 10% symptomatically of all women with hot flashes. The first group got 17 beta estradiol in a dose of 14 micrograms per day. The second got the same estrogen in a dose of 23 micrograms per day plus levonorgestrel, 7 micrograms per day, and the third group got a matching placebo. So about 15% of the women didn't complete the study, and if this happened, the last observation was carried forward, and they used that in the analysis. They defined a good response to treatment as a 75% reduction in hot flash frequency. And when they looked at the end of the study, 24% receiving placebo, 41% getting the estrogen-only patch, and 64% getting the combination patch qualified as responders. After 12 weeks, the number of hot flashes per week declined by an average of 26 per week in the placebo group, 38 per week in the estrogen group, and 52 per week in the combination patch group. It's actually interesting. It's a pretty impressive placebo response to have a 26 fewer hot flashes per week just with a placebo patch, but definitely more statistically significantly more in the two patch groups. The hot flashes were also less severe in the active treatment groups. Spotting was more common with the combined patch than with either the estrogen or placebo patch. So bottom line is that this ultra-low-dose estrogen via transdermal patch is effective for menopausal hot flashes. They deliver 14 micrograms a day, and that compares with 50 to 100 micrograms per day in more traditional patch dosages. This patch happens, I think the trade name for this patch is MenoStar, and so interesting, it's still, we don't have long-term outcomes on this, we don't know long-term safety, presumably lower dose has less effect on breast tissue, less effect on cardiovascular outcomes, but we can't say for sure that there is no effect.
Right. Even then, I still have patients who are choosing to go on even the higher dose estrogen, knowing the risk factors given the quality of their life. So,
yeah.
I mean, here this may offer a great compromise. And, you know, again, as I recall, the data on breast cancer, while it was quite clear that the risk factor was significant, it wasn't hugely significant. So maybe if you decrease the estrogen, you'll tip the scale more toward benefits instead of harms. So this may offer some significant improvement in the quality of their lives.
Yeah, this patch at that dose has been studied also for bone density and does increase bone density. I don't think there's any fracture data, but does increase bone density even at that very low dose. And I think we have to remember there are other alternatives to, like SSRIs and gabapentin has been shown to be reasonably effective in treatment of hot flashes.
Gabapentin, I think there's a study in the literature showing that it's effective for nearly every one of the ICD-9 codes published.
Yeah, the whole issue is interesting. There's a discussion now of should off-label prescribing be, restricted more. Gabapentin is kind of a poster child for the drug company going out and trying to fund lots of little studies to just sow the seeds of maybe we ought to use it for this or maybe we ought to use
exactly.
it for that. Yeah.
Well, but here's a real alternative, and clearly long-term studies are needed to be done, but at least short-term it looks like it may have some benefit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Mark. We'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
All right, great. Thanks, Mike.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.